Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Guys, you saw certainly you've seen James Bond 007, and there is a character, her name is M, and she like runs the operation. It's a character played by Judi Dench. Now hold that image in your mind, and if you don't know who that is, you know, Google it for a minute and see who that is, because our miners have found the real M, and she is one bad lady. Now, we are going to have a full citizen intelligence report released on this, but this is so huge and so immediate. We needed to get a release right away to the folks that can use this information. I'm going to turn it over to you, Thomas, to describe what it is the miners have found.
It's shocking, and it is directly coincident with the COVID-19, the coronavirus ID-19 created. The original patent created by a British company, Perbright, which gets money from what was Burroughs Wellcome Company and then became Wellcome Trust. Well, guess what? M was in charge of Wellcome Trust. M was in charge of the biological warfare efforts that are corporate, that are coming out of Perbright, Muriel Laboratories, and being instigated and being affected. And I like to call it the trigger person, is in fact the person who, at the same time that M left the British government and went into the corporate world, so did Richard Simons. And M's name is Elizabeth Manningham Buller. So the real M is out and the real Q is out because they founded a company called Kinetic, but they put a Q at the beginning and a Q at the end. And we told you the other day that we were speculating that it was Kinetic that was the trigger puller through Muriel Laboratories in Nanchang, China, that released this particular, what they call it, the novel coronavirus. Now, the reason they call it novel coronavirus is because Perbright Institute, going way, you know, and then following the steps of Burroughs Wellcome, British companies, they've been doing this since the early 1900s, and they love viruses. They capture them. They try to define them and then patent them and then try to create vaccines for them, for those that they don't wish to kill. The vaccines are created for the elite. They are not created for the general populace. But I want to say the revelations from these world miners, as Michael McKibben asked me to please say, this comes from people from around the world.
Okay? Oh, and I see, because I see the emails coming in. The research teams out there are just doing a phenomenal job, and I don't know if we thank them enough for the work that they've done. You are people that are doing this. You're literally saving the planet with your information.
And, you know, we keep telling you things that you don't hear other places. And we give you the research and we back it up. And that is because consciousness rules the day. You can be exposed to this virus or SARS or MERS or Ebola, or you can be stung, you can be bit by a Zika mosquito. You can be exposed to any disease on the face of the earth, but your consciousness can overcome it. That's why nurses don't die. So
let's
much.
Get back to M.
Well, let's get back to M. M is the person who was the head of MI5 and during the attempted coup of Donald Trump, basically. She was the previous head of MI5, and then we know that Sir Richard Dearlove, was the previous head of MI6. And then we know that Alex Younger, I think his name is Younger, the head of the SIS, the Secret Intelligence Service, who is the head of both MI5 and MI6, has been complicit in the coup. We know that they worked with Arvinder Sambhai. We know that they worked with Alison Saunders. We know they worked with Robert Hannigan. Robert Hannigan literally was brought over by Brennan to the NSA to spy on Trump.
But if this Manningham Buell woman worked at MI5 over there during this origination of the Trump coup d'etat, that would place Gina Haspel in the same location.
Oh, Gina Haspel would be completely complicit. And yes, these are all the same group of people. But now we found literally the other day, I speculated, and now the researchers have proven it true. I don't even know if they heard me speculate on this, but I did speculate on who released the virus, not in the giant meal, the big public meal, free meal that was given in Wuhan at the exact time when the virus broke out in Wuhan, and who it was that did it. That was Muriel Animal Hospital. Animal Laboratory Research. Anyway, they're in Nanchang for our drive from Wuhan. And what has been released is really the viruses that are found in animals that are crossbred with human. That's basically what a coronavirus is. But when you have a retrovirus, which has been now proven by really every speck of research that I've seen that was serious, demonstrates that this is a retrovirus. So it was a man-made virus. And it wasn't man-made as a vaccine or something like that. It was man-made to kill. Now, unfortunately, it looks as if when they manipulated the DNA in this virus, good old M, using Q, okay, now in 007, what happens? M is the boss. But every time 007 goes to see the person who's in charge of all the new devices, you know, the innovations, the high tech, right? Which is really a message to us. Where did they get the high tech? Well, you have told you, they steal it. They steal it from America through Serco and the patent office here in America. They steal it from everywhere in Europe and all throughout their Commonwealth. But we now suspect, I suspect, and I'm getting some nods in the head from the conclave, that it looks as if Britain's comprehensive theft of patents since the time of Marconi stealing Tesla's wireless, and even before, that would also be patents for any pharmaceutical, patents not for any technology, for anything that can be weaponized, of course, would be on the highest priority. So we get to see that M is the boss, but Q gives 007 the new stuff, the new inventions, the new tech that is so amazing that that's why we go to see 007, because 007 has the secret technology, which was in fact stolen in America. It's stolen by DARPA, InQtel, Highlands Forum, and on and on. We've shown you this, and it was stolen by IBM Eclipse in the outer world in terms of social media, and then we have these fake groups. Now, what is happening in America is Brexit happened, okay? And then, oh, coincidentally, the COVID-19 was released in China. And we know that the Chinese didn't do it because they were shocked, and they sure don't want their... They were already 37% down in their GDP from the year before. Basically, Trump is breaking their back, and now this is going to really break their back. But what they have done, and you have... So when you blame it on the Chinese and you say, well, look what they're doing to kill the Uyghur Muslims in their concentration camps by literally infecting the... Exactly as I promised you this would happen. They infected these 1,000 concentration camps, which are, they call them vocational centers. And then they, when the people get ill, they say, these are all Muslims. When they get ill, they say, oh, you're ill. We can't take care of you. Go home. So they go to their home and they give it to their family. But that's only part of it. Dragonfly, which was invented by Eric Schmidt's group to basically have a social credit system that would have complete totalitarian digital control over everyone in China that is within a 5G broadcasting tower, probably broadcasting there. What we now know is the carrier frequency of 60 gigahertz, which tends to make people have trouble breathing. Oh, what does coronavirus do? It stops your breathing. Uh-huh. Yeah, it just so happens it also stops the breathing of birds and bees and animals and plants and everything else. So if you're going to be bombarding 5G in an area, which we've shown you, and we went over it one time recently in an audio, the same places that have 5G, the most implemented with beamforming, and mind you, catch this, with beamforming technology, that's where the virus is rampant.
Well, what you and the miners were talking about, I thought was interesting about the relationship of China and Britain and the 5G and the Huawei setup. Can you speak to that while you're on the subject?
Yes,
this
because
was shocking.
It's shocking because we didn't figure it out, and this is still speculation. We decided to do this audio instead of going back to some previous research, where there's a few other things I want to say about what we were talking about before. But let me jump onto this because it's coincident. Oh, isn't it coincidental that Vodafone, which has and everybody in Italy is like completely into 5G, and they are the biggest buyers of 5G devices. Also, South Korea, also China, and by the way, the lie that Apple is closed their stores because they don't want to contaminate people. No, they want to kill you. That's why they give you a phone that kills you. You put it to your head, it kills you. We know this. Causes brain cancer. Now it's going to be beamforming technology with 5G. Oh, that will kill you 10 times faster.
Or the people that are walking around with these things in their ears, those earbuds. I want to go, oh my gosh, you don't know. You're beaming this right into your brain.
They tried. And I thought people told me that those don't give it to you. I talked to a professional the other day who said, yes, it's basically beamforming technology. It's wireless that is going from your phone into those little plugs. And he said it's at least 10 times as bad as putting your phone to your head.
Yes. Now, okay, but I'm sorry, we've got several discussions. I want to finish this one up about Britain and China, the relationship with this 5G technology and Huawei.
Okay, now, there's a myth out there. Well, first off, Huawei. Why would Britain allow Huawei to go in, knowing that the Brits steal all patents? So the Brits, if anybody, understands the three companies that own, supposedly, and that's what I'm going to research again, there are three companies in three different countries that the names even try to fool you of who they are. I remember that much, and I remember that it doesn't make any sense, and how could three companies come up with the software technology, not the hardware technology for 5G, but the software technology? Because what you're doing is you're taking a microwave, which we have now, diffuse microwave, but again, we have beamforming microwave, you could call it also. But now we're going to have beamforming milliwave, beamforming gigahertz. Are you out of your friggin' mind? The microwave is cooking us. And we know that every time we have an advancement, whether G1, G2, I mean, you know, 5G, 1G, 2G, all the way up to 5G, and they want 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, until our heads explode. Why? Because technology breeds technology. Anytime you create something, it wishes to become more of itself. And the more we give ourselves over to these devices, the more they take us over. So you can have a 5G phone to your head and still be in a coronavirus-infected place and not get sick. How is that possible? Consciousness, folks.
But the thing with the British and the Chinese is that the Brits full well know that the Chinese are spying on you. It's a surveillance control system that's coming in through Huawei. So the Brits are fully aware of that. And yet they stand here at Brexit wanting to do a deal with the United States when the United States knows that Five Eyes is actually the mechanism that the British spies, for example, uses to spy on us, that the Brits are not our friends. I know that's really hard to grapple with because we've always been taught that they are, but they're not. M is an enemy of the United States, and Huawei is an enemy infiltration of both the British and the Chinese into our system with Five Eyes. So how tight is the relationship of Britain and China? Are they really the shape of the new British imperial empire?
That's a beautiful way to put it, Betsy. And unfortunately, I think earlier that is what my little brain came to. Why? Only because of a circumstantial evidence that we see. Now, if we research it and get the researchers on it, we'll find out more. But let's go back to Q, Kinetic. The Q being, who also was then taken up in Star Trek as the Q Continuum, and then was taken up on 4chan, 8chan, and then continuously Q, which was connected to all kinds of things. And I laugh because we were so much at the heart of that at the beginning. So what is Q? Q, the being Q in 007, is the patent thief, right? They steal everything. Well, if the British steal it from us, then they steal it from the Chinese. And if they put in Huawei, knowing that it would allow a backdoor into Five Eyes, their intelligence, that means that they sold out America to China so that through Britain they could spy on America. All intelligence. As a matter of fact, the British do not share their intelligence with us as much as we completely open up everything to them. Now, we can see that in the coup. We can see it in that Alex Younger and Dear Love and Elizabeth Manningham Buller and Stefan Halper, who was working for both the Brits and America, and Christopher Steele, who's an ex-intelligence agent for the British, and his partner, and on and all these people, including our good old friend, professor that they framed as the only Russian that was really part of the whole Russian setup of George Papadopoulos, Joseph Mifsud. These were all Brits, folks. And now, what we're telling you is the following. It looks as if, and I'm only going to speculate on this, and usually I don't, but I feel so confident from my last speculation that it's ridiculous because the researchers brought up the name of the very person who pulled the trigger in Nanchang at the Muriel Animal Laboratory Institute and then released it under the guise of the biological warfare groups, both in Wuhan and three other cities in China, trying to blame it on the Chinese. Oh, but the same exact research on animal research, this is a beautiful one, shook me up, that the Muriel Animal Laboratory, whatever, Michael can correct my name on that one, but anyway, the Muriel group that is basically under M's control, because she is the head of that, she was the head of Wellcome Trust, she was the head of, and her buddy, Richard Simons, was the head of founding Kinetic at the same time that M left the government. So that M and Q came together. And when M and Q came together, that was everything on the intelligence side and everything on the tech side working for corporations. And those corporations were, and we've named them, Perbright, and generally that's also supported by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's supported by the CDC. It's supported by DARPA. It's supported by the British form of DARPA, D-E-A-R. It's supported by the Carlyle Group, and 20% of it is owned by the Queen herself. Not only that, but today, the researchers showed us, and it's going to be coming out. Betsy and her team are working on it right now. It's going to prove that Richard Simons, he's not really a Q guy who invented anything. He's a banker, and he steals patents and basically, you know, has a troop of lawyers. And so, really, Kinetic is simply stolen technology. Now, your point is well taken. How much of that is British technology? Chinese technology stolen by the Brits? Well, we got to show you that the British, Hong Kong is British. I mean, why do we play the game of calling it anything else? And why does that never come up? And I always say this every time. I sound like a broken record. Why do the Brits take no responsibility for Hong Kong? Oh, but when the coronavirus was released in four places at once under the auspices of the Chinese, released it as a biological weapon, that doesn't quite ring true. You can see then that it closed the border between China and Hong Kong and people got off the streets. There's no more rioting, complete totalitarian control, to the point that in Italy, where I just spoke with a friend who is one of the most brilliant people on the earth, in Germany, and he says the Germans are laughing at this. Because nobody's dying except old people, so they say, let the old people die. So what? They're laughing at it. Okay, they're close to Italy, really close to Italy, where he says, and I love this, I had forgotten this, where the Italians, who've always been fascists, just said, sorry, we're going to take a fascist approach. Though we don't even have a single test in this country that can actually tell us if you have coronavirus ID-19, because it is a DNA test, done properly, And when 48% of the ones that came into America, the testing devices, were incorrect and gave false positives, not false negatives. He corrected me when I made that mistake. False positives. So all these people they're telling you are infected, at least 48% of that is incorrect. And the majority of them didn't have a second test. And they say that it's only 48% correct after you've had the second test and after you have a fever. So if you do not have a fever and a sore throat and you have a horrible thing stuck in your throat, which you would notice, you'd probably go to the hospital if this happened to you. In the hospital, they put you on a ventilator because when you're 80 years old, which is the average of the people who get coronavirus in the world, and that's even in China. In China, where the lies are just, they grow lies. That is their job. They admit 79 to 81% of the people who have died were over the age of 80. So this virus made a mistake when they tagged the DNA. They tagged a future DNA, okay? Well, that future DNA affects, obviously, old people. So yeah, they might have even put a nanosignature or nanobots through injections into the body that were then stimulated by 5G. That's all possible too, because that is already being done and can be done and has been done for years. We've revealed these things to you. DARPA and the British DERA, they love this stuff. This is what they do. Pirbright, Burroughs Wellcome, Muriel.
And don't forget, the University of North Carolina and Pirbright and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations all wrapped up, and they did the practice for their war game back in October. It was at John Hopkins to test run it. And I will point out that Amazing Polly has an excellent video of what occurred in that meeting and what we're seeing today with the hysteria of the pandemic. It's not a pandemic, but it's the hysteria is creating havoc all over, especially for employers. And I don't know, and certainly we did a shout out last night that I can't tell an employee, no, everything is fine. This is no big deal, because they're in hysteria. And then they have children at home and the schools are closed. I mean, we have a big problem here, but it's the globalists who have spent all of these years. They have planned this. This is their moment. And what we have to do is get this very important information about M and Q and Pirbright and Muriel to the president's office so that that group can be strategic in taking it down. We can go to the head. We can take down M and all these people, because Americans don't know who that is. But if we can take these people down, then their networks will begin to collapse. And so we can get a handle on the ground with the hysteria.
Kinetic, I'm going to call Q squared because I don't want to mix up people. So Q squared, it's because it's spelled Q-I-N-E-T-I-Q. Do you think that's a joke? Do you think that's an accident? Do you think the British didn't think it was funny to create a company in the same year that M left the government that then became a 5G promoter, a propaganda promoter, a vaccine promoter, I want to dispel. Okay, we're picturing this exactly for what it is because we're shocked to find out how deep this went, even into the universities in North Carolina through Bill and Melinda Gates, exactly as Betsy just said. But they are the same people who gave the money to the Brits. Why is Bill Gates leaving the board of Microsoft and
Berkshire Hathaway?
Why? I'll tell you why. His gig is up. He's been revealed. He was so stupid, he actually bragged repeatedly about having a plan called the Green Plan for Africa that would kill, and he bragged about it. They were on target for killing 17% of everyone in Africa. And what was it done through? Vaccinations, inoculations, and, oh, whoa, wait a second. This explains why Eric Schmitz, out of his first 17 5G transmitters in space through what are called super space servers, and literally these are laboratories. These are stationary laboratories beaming down 5G. Where did it beam it to, people?
Oh, I know.
Africa.
Africa. And when we saw this a few years ago, why would Africa need 5G? Not to say that there isn't a need out there, but this is so odd.
I think what they find is that the human being, because it has half of its DNA unwritten, so your future is still there, and that's consciousness. And, it, you know, they want to manipulate that. And so they want to depopulate. And they found that they couldn't do it biologically that well. They tried with AIDS. They tried with Ebola. They tried with giving out injections in smallpox, in hepatitis B. Then they gave us now 81 different shots for vaccines for a child, sometimes five shots at once, which should kill anybody. But no, the human being lives on. And then autism didn't. No, no, autism is up. Asperger's up. All counterindications for all vaccines are off the chart. But no, they recommend more. Why? That's a corporation, folks. That isn't the government. That is the CDC. That is a corporation. They make $4.1 billion last year off of their 56 vaccine patents. So the British, the CDC, the Federal Reserve, these British-oriented groups, the CERCO, the Crown agents, the people who get their share of USAID every year, of OPIC, we've nailed it for you. They keep dodging. They can't dodge Q-squared because we just caught them. We know who owns. Wait, have you noticed they've changed the name from COVID-19? You want to know why?
They changed it again?
Yeah, it's now called coronavirus or COVV2, version 2.
Oh, version 2. Okay.
Well, wait, SARS. It's SARS coronavirus version 2. It is no longer the animal one, ID-19, coronavirus ID-19. And so they say now, the coronavirus 19, ID-19, is created by SARS coronavirus version 2. Well, guess who owns the patent on SARS? Perbright. Guess who does the experimentation on animals to create that coronavirus? Muriel. Guess who was in charge of both of them? M. Guess who is the agent, the agency that connects it to 5G, the patents that have been stolen, that have been implemented through and then through these cyber tycoons like Eric Schmidt and Elon Musk, who are both fake, by the way. They were given so many government subsidies, they could have never done anything without that. And they were DARPA projects to begin with. So it's really, we own that technology, but there are individual tycoons who are trying to sell out to the elite rich in Britain to depopulate the rest of the world, folks. I'm sorry to have to put it in those terms, but they didn't make it effective. They haven't killed enough people. They're so disappointed that HIV, which is a retrovirus, Ebola, which is a retrovirus, coronavirus ID-19, which is a retrovirus taken from a SARS virus, that both of those viruses patents are owned by Perbright, and they were experimented with Muriel. So we know this. We know this is an attack. But why? 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 Here's why. Brexit. The European Union was created so that the City of London, basically the monarchy and the Privy Council, the people who control Britain, though they're not really British, they're German in most cases, or oligarchs from other countries, they come to the City of London and they control things. Well, they tried to take over the European Union and all European nations. Well, they didn't get all nations to join. Therefore, they can't rule as Hitler planned to rule exactly. They were the Third Reich. Hitler thought he was the Third Reich. He failed. The European Union was an attempt at the Third Reich led by the British and German bankers. That is why the CIA rogue bankers went there after World War II and took the gold that the Germans had confiscated from everyone and that the Japanese had confiscated from everyone. And that's what they still work on. And we've demonstrated this to you. Deutsche Bank, USB, HSBC, the Bank of England. These are rogue CIA banks. And then the ones in America, we know all of them. The point is, they tried to take over Europe. They did the best they could. They failed. George Soros now controls the European Union. He still doesn't control the Privy Council, but I'm sure he's trying. Because they're the best criminals, because they've been around second longest to the Vatican. And the bankers that arose between the monarchs and the Vatican, right? Those bankers are still doing their thing, and they're the ones who make all the money on both sides. pharmaceutical companies make money hand and fist because they own the vaccine, they own the patent, they own the virus, they own it all. They give you an injection that we, the people, pay for, so we get injected with more poison, so we die.
And they have a mouthpiece that we've accepted as a reputable place, and that's the CDC, because that was a voice that gave them influence in the market. And so people go, oh, what does the CDC say? Why are we listening to Dr. Fauci? Do you know that he was a senior executive service dude?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's completely fake.
Yeah.
He now says...
And they got that Nancy Messonnier, who's Rod Rosenstein's sister up there at the top. The CDC is very corrupt, but you can't... You know, I could go out there and try to tell people, but they've already been brainwashed in believing it's part of the government and you should listen to them.
And Rat Rosenstein's sister is in charge of contagious lung disease. What's called ARDS, or that includes flu, that includes pneumonia, that includes coronavirus, that includes all those. So what happens? You know, they get hundreds of millions of dollars from we the people through the government, and they steal it, and they create a vaccine for flu every year, and for 23 types of pneumonia and 13 bacterial types, viral and bacterial, and shingles shots and vaccine shots. And what do? They give them out, they make a fortune, they have a court that protects them, and what happens? People die and you have no recourse whatsoever. That's what happens. Plus, you get set up for illnesses down the line that they're not going to attribute to the shots they give you when you were younger. But we now know that many of the shots that we received when I was young literally have led to cancer, particularly, you know, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, the cancers the diseases they really can't help, as well as much in cancers too.
And all of this is tied into the coup.
Because of the economics. When the European Union failed and the British had to do a Brexit, and they're making it fail completely because they know that it's a failure. They've already ripped off all they could. They wanted to separate, and then they wanted to do a secret deal with China, the new leader of the world, and an open deal with America, where America literally becomes their Commonwealth, and South America, Central America, America, and Canada all become one. That's what NAFTA is. NAFTA remained. That's exactly what it is. That's what it did. All we needed to do was knock down the political borders, and we see that both every Democrat, every demon rat, true demon rat that's supported by their party, supports open borders, which brings in more illness than coronavirus ever did. Now, I want to go over a couple of statistics. This year alone, let's look at last year. Okay, no, let's look at this year for one thing. Coronavirus, last time someone told me, 68 deaths, most of them average age between 80 and 81. So these are older people in senior homes who are dying of what looks exactly like pneumonia, a very horrible virulent pneumonia. And when you get it and you're that old, few recover. Some have. But it only, for those who get contagious, only less than 0.1% of them die. That is a weak, weak flu, and it's a weak, 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 weak pneumonia, okay? And that's really what we're dealing with here. Well, the CDC, why haven't they, in all of their wisdom and billions, hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, in pharmaceutical influence and connection and money they've made, why haven't they come up with a flu virus cancer vaccine? Why can't they stop flu? 29,000 people this year so far have died of flu. Okay. Last year, 50,000 people died of pneumonia. 250,000 people got it. So one out of five dies, and that's super virulent. Well, hello, coronavirus is like minuscule compared to that. So what are we doing? What is the CDC doing about pneumonia? One of the biggest killers, particularly of old people and people who are compromised. They give out a pneumonia shot, which well over half the people who die of pneumonia of the 50,000 last year had the pneumonia shot. In other words, they killed them. Oh, well, how about flu? We gave out hundreds of thousands of free shots last year for the flu. And I think last year's count was something like 36,000. Since the CDC has come into existence and they've carried on the work of Burroughs Wellcome, Muriel, and the British insanity of putting viruses in bodies to supposedly It strengthens your immune system so you can resist those viruses when you get the full disease. That's insanity. That's like putting a small bullet in a gun to shoot yourself in the head to prepare yourself to be able to handle a bigger bullet when you shoot yourself in the head with that. That is exactly what we're talking about. It is still eugenics, depopulation. It is Big Pharma's attempt to kill us, and it's coming out of a very small group of people, okay? We keep naming them. We didn't know we could go any deeper, and I made jokes not long ago that his researchers, the miners, oh my Lord, have they dug through to China yet? I made a joke. No, they have. McKibben's miners dug all the way through to China, came out the other side, and who did they find? They were greeted with proper British accents and asked if they wanted to have tea and crumpets. Because really, if we're going to look close, we're going to see that on the outer effects, just for circumstantial evidence, the British have been trying to control China all along. We know that the British, through the CIRCO and through the Council on Foreign Relations and their own Royal Institute for International Affairs, said China is who we all have to bow down to now, including Britain, including European Union. They left European Union with Brexit. Secret deal with China, open deal with America. They were going to sell us out. That's what was going to happen. Trump knows this. Huawei, that was the first payment. When Britain allowed China to come into our entire intelligence system through Huawei, through Five Eyes, that was the first payment of the British. Hillary Clinton had already done that with all of her emails. We know this. Hillary Clinton's 780,000 emails had carbon copies sent to the Chinese. That's what you got for pay-to-play. 125 nations paid Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, for pay-to-play. They got total access to everything the Secretary of State was doing. That's all money. That's USAID, $86 billion a year, totally at her discretion. That's OPEC, endless money. We the people's money, given out as loans that never come back to individuals through offshore Delaware accounts that are friends of Hillary. Hello, we've demonstrated all this to you. So that is about what was going to happen. It couldn't. They couldn't take down Trump. Trump has won every single attack. There are no other attacks. They put all their bullets in their guns and they're shooting all at once. And this is what we're seeing. This is the British economic zombie apocalypse. Why? Because that's what they're facing. If they don't get a good deal with Trump, Britain doesn't exist anymore and they go limping back to the EU and they are no longer the power that rules Germany. Remember, Britain's whole thing since before World War I was simply to control Germany. I think that's the reason they named them Germs. Because they wanted their pharmaceutical patents. They wanted all the patents that had come out of this German institute.
Some say that was the reason for World War II, for the Brits to go into Germany to get these patents.
It's one of the major reasons, for sure. And they had technology that then became war technology. So between the war, the Britons became so powerful that they propagandized a second war, World War II. And then they propagandized almost every other war that they've been involved in. Well, every war they've been involved in, but that's just to cover up. That's yellow journalism for them, but that's standard. That's what was going on in the British Empire through the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company, the German Hanseatic League, and now I've been corrected. The French were doing it too also. I forgot about them. And the Portuguese, of course, worked with the Hanseatic League. So this was standard operating procedures. It's called piracy. But now, it's not piracy. They've already fleeced every country in the world. Every speck of resources has been fleeced by the British. What is this? This is depopulation, folks. And who are they using as their arm, as their weapon to do so? America and American corporations. That's the reason that our biggest corporations that run our stock market and these ups and downs, because they're the biggest stocks that are traded, are all fake corporations that are monopolies of the U.S. government that are actually controlled by our shadow government called the Senior Executive Service, which is the federal government, basically, that what we used to call the establishment. But this is way worse than the establishment. This is a paramilitary organization that bows to the monarchy of the Queen. And that's what we're facing. And so when this pandemic came, it's not pandemic. It is panic-demic. That's all it is. This is a pathetic cold colds kill more people than the coronavirus.
But the media, flu, the enemy of the people, has the average citizen all worked up about it.
950 million people last year died of the flu worldwide. No one says a word. CDC can't come up after infinite money with a vaccine, because you can't. Every single flu is individual. So the H1N1, 12,000 died. Did anybody say anything about the presidential leadership at that time?
Yeah, but they weren't ready for the takedown. And that's why they had, back in October 2019, their little dry run of how this coronavirus thing would roll out. Bill Gates, you know, led the sessions. He's instructing his peeps how to do it. And then here we are. We're in March, and this is what we see. Now, what we need to do, I mean, but I'm not the general, and I'm not the president. But we need to get laser-focused on these people at Pierbright and Muriel and the Brits and the Privy Council. They need to go down, or the rest of the whole entire world is going to go down.
In the worst case scenario, we're going into a darkness before this election. Trump can actually put the election off, but that doesn't matter. He wants the election because he knows that he'll win. And once he has that election, he has right now way more powerful than martial law, way more powerful than medical martial law powers.
But our economy is not going to do well with schools being closed and restaurants and bars closed. It's going to have a trickle-down effect and affect everything.
But these are stupid governors warring against Trump, the federal government. The federal government can come in and make recommendations so that people go, well, wait a second. There's conflicting information here. I have this insane, stupid governor who obviously didn't even contact the health department. Don't tell me you worked with the health department, came up with this stupid plan. Not possible. This is an attack against our economics. This is a national security issue. This is the end of the coup. This is now goes from what they used to call a soft coup to a hard coup. This is the hard coup. It is not a weapon. It is not soldiers. It is not boots on the ground. It is not planes in the sky. It is viruses, mythical viruses in the air that are coming to get you, folks. No, they already putting viruses in your blood. You are so strong that you can resist this. Do not think for one second that you do not have the strength to resist this. Most of the world is laughing it off, except for fascist countries like Italy that orders everyone to be quarantined, though they really don't have any proof that, you know, they have people who died. What did they die of? You have no proof that they died of coronavirus. They could have died of pneumonia, flu, colds. They could have died of 50 different types of pneumonia, by the way. So what are you telling us? You're telling us misinformation. And what with this run on, toilet paper shortage of 2020? That's all it's going to be, folks. Ain't going to be any young people die. So why are they closing schools? Because the governors have control over schools. Now they have control supposedly over bars, meeting places. You cannot order. I don't care if you have a national security issue. That would be the very time that a governor can't order no groups meeting. That's when the militia has to meet. Do you see how insane this is? You don't even have the health department saying that this is a problem anywhere. You have the Surgeon General saying this is not a problem. Don't worry about a thing. It's all good. And we're ignoring that. We are listening to a CDC head who came out at first saying that it was no problem at all. Now he says 1.7 million people are going to get it. No, he was given $100 million by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation in between. That's a fact.
That's that Anthony Fauci. Again, people, he's a straight up globalist.
$100 million straight to the CDC to help with this. No, the Israelis already have, and they are 1 week out from having a vaccine for coronavirus 19, as well as many coronaviruses. Because remember, there are many of them. So, are we going to take the Israeli vaccine? Well, somebody's going to get rich off that if that happens. We also have the CDC saying, oh, don't worry, we'll start in 45 days. No, you mean you want to hold us off until the election to try to make Trump look bad, you idiot. Why don't you know what we know, that Israel has a vaccine? Why aren't you over there getting ready to make millions of copies of it? Because you don't control the money of it. The Israelis do. And you want the money. So you're not even going to accept the Israeli one. But I tell you, if you're rich enough, you can probably fly there and get it. And or you don't need it. There's all kinds of things. Your normal standard home remedies work on coronavirus ID 19. It's a weak, weak, virus, do not be scared.